Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will be discussing the Nazi consolidation of power between 1933 and 34. We will be describing the events that led to the Nazis taking power in Germany, and then explaining how other actions taken by the Nazis consolidated this power, ensuring that they could not be removed. At the start of 1932, the Nazis were still the smallest party in the Reichstag. However, less than 2 years later, by the end of 1934, the Nazis had absolute control of Germany. Nazi support had been gradually increasing since 1928, but then saw significant increase after events such as the Great Depression. This and other problems had encouraged more people in Germany to back extreme parties. In addition, changes to Nazi Party structure and organisation had also served to attract more followers. In July 1932, elections were held to the Reichstag. The Nazis emerged as the largest party, gaining 37% of the vote. And in an election in the same year in November, a second election was held, and again the Nazis emerged as the biggest party, this time winning 33% of the vote. The increase in support for the Nazis, and also the crises which damaged Germany, increased pressure on President Hindenburg to make Hitler part of the government. And finally, in January 33, Hindenburg consented to this and appointed Hitler as German Chancellor. Hindenburg didn't especially like Hitler. He made him Chancellor to try and stop Hitler making promises that he didn't have to keep. And Franz von Papen, who had himself been Chancellor before becoming Hitler's Vice-Chancellor, claimed that "we've hired him," meaning that he believed that Hitler would now be easy to control. Instead, it was Hitler that soon took full control of Germany. He did this for various issues, including the Reichstag fire, the Enabling Act, actions to control the churches, the Night of the Long Knives, and also the death of Hindenburg. Let's start off by considering the impact of the Reichstag fire. In March 1933, another Reichstag election was to be held. But 1 week before this, on the 27th of February, the Reichstag building was burned down. The fire was blamed on a Dutch communist, Marinus van der Lubbe, although some people suspected the Nazis of involvement. After the fire, the Reichstag fire decree was passed by President Hindenburg, and this gave Hitler a range of powers, including that of arresting political opponents, the ability to censor or shut down newspapers that were critical, and finally, the ability to read people's private letters and other correspondence. The Reichstag fire decree remained part of German law until 1945. This helped secure the Nazis' hold on power because it gave Hitler the powers to stop political opposition. He even made the Nazi SA and SS part of Germany's police force. The Enabling Act also played a role in consolidating Nazi support. In the March 1933 elections, the Nazis did increase their support to the highest they ever gained in an apparently open election. They had 44% of the vote, confirming their place as the biggest party, but it still left them short of the majority. So at first the Nazis had to work with other political parties. On the 24th of March 1933, Hitler persuaded other parties to support the Enabling Act. This law gave Hitler the ability to pass laws without agreement from the Reichstag, although Hitler pledged that he would only occasionally make use of this power. However, once Hitler had the ability, he used it to remove other groups that might oppose him. In May 1933, Hitler banned workplace trade unions, and in July 1933, he outlawed all political parties in Germany, apart from the Nazis. Hitler also took steps to try and control the churches. After banning trade unions and political parties, the churches were the only mass groups left that might feasibly be able to oppose the Nazis and their actions. Hitler, however, worried. He believed that if he took legal action against them, that many Germans might stand up against the Nazis because of their religious belief. So instead, he took different steps. In July 1933, he signed a concordat with the Catholic Church. This agreement guaranteed that the Nazis would leave alone church organisations, such as schools and youth groups, and that in turn, the Catholic Church would not interfere in German politics. There was different Protestant churches in Germany, and this arguably made them easier to control. Hitler tried to replace these churches with the Nazi-approved Reich Church, which taught religious beliefs from a Nazi perspective. Hitler also took steps during the Night of the Long Knives to remove potential opposition and consolidate his power. Although Hitler was becoming more powerful in Germany, many of his main worries about opposition came from within his own party. He was especially fearful of a takeover by Ernst Röhm, who was the leader of the SA. On the 30th of June 1934, Hitler began Operation Hummingbird, better known as the Night of the Long Knives. This involved the SS arresting and executing potential Nazi opponents of Hitler, and it lasted until the 2nd of July. Around 100 people are believed to have died in this event, including Ernst Röhm and the former Chancellor Kurt von Schleicher. At first, German newspapers were banned from reporting about this event. However, later, when Hitler made it public, he claimed that the men had been involved in plotting with France to betray Germany. He then used the Enabling Act to make their killings legal. The Nazis received a huge boost to their power from the Night of the Long Knives. Not only did they remove potential opponents to Hitler, the German military and president were very pleased and backed Hitler's actions. Ordinary Germans were also scared about what might happen to them if they were prepared to stand up to the Nazis. The death of the President Hindenburg is arguably the final step in Hitler fully consolidating his power of Germany. Although Hitler was very powerful, he still worried about the influence of Hindenburg. The German president was a national hero due to his war exploits, so Hitler's actions were often tempered by the desires of Hindenburg. However, Hindenburg himself was very old, and he died in August 1934. After his death, Hitler merged the offices of Chancellor and President, creating the role of Führer. He now had complete control of Germany without major opposition. Hitler even received an oath of personal loyalty from the German army. An oath of loyalty not to Germany or to the job titles held by Hitler, but to Adolf Hitler himself. As such, the control of the police, army and groups like the SS meant that there could be no serious attempts to remove Adolf Hitler or the Nazis from power.